The conflict in the Middle East has deep social impacts across the U.S., including Indiana. From private grief, protests, and student sit-ins to calls for local government statements, it could also influence elections in November. Jewish people in central Indiana are not ignorant of increased anti-Semitic words and actions in the wake of war. WFYI visited one woman who has found a renewed sense of purpose. Ashley Florman, a wife and mother, was working remotely from her home in Westfield when she shared her experience.
I went to Sunday school. I went to Hebrew school. I got bat mitzvahed. I married a Jewish boy. And I always said to myself, I want to, you know, raise a Jewish family. It's important to me, but I never got my act together. And we're like, oh, they're so young. They won't remember. We just kept pushing it off. Until of recent events.
Yeah, recent events, obviously. That's why we're chatting today as well. October 7th, the war in Gaza. You also went on a pretty transformative program, a trip recently. Talk about
that. Yeah. So I was a part of the inaugural Maurer Koach program. So the program started, I want to say it was May 2023, and there were 16 of us, maybe even less, 14 to 16 of us selected. But the main focus of the Maurer Koach program was to just learn all about anti-Semitism and combat anti-Semitism. They took us to Poland and Hungary, and we visited the concentration camps of Auschwitz and Majdanek. And it was a transformative, surreal, the trip was phenomenal and outstanding. And it couldn't have come at a better time, that trip, because of, you know, in lieu of October 7th.
So how has that trip and what happened on October 7th, you know, lit a fire in you?
Yeah. I'm more motivated. A renewed fire has been lit inside me, and I'm even more honored and confident and prouder to be, you know, labeled as a Jew.
Is it something that you're bringing to your family as well, you think?
Yeah, definitely. We started celebrating Shabbat as soon as October 7th happened. It was just the one thing that I thought that we could do as a family in Indianapolis, just to honor and just to respect, you know, Judaism as a whole. And then since then, we're more involved. I'm doing more, you know, philanthropic work. I'm attending more events, discussions. I'm just trying to immerse myself as much as possible and then take what, you know, I'm learning and what I'm seeing and then educating, you know, everyone I can around me, whether it's verbally or on social media.
What are you hearing? You know, I'm sure you're meeting a ton of new people too. You know, what are you hearing from people in the Jewish community in central Indiana about their feelings, you know, and becoming involved? Are you seeing like a trend?
Yeah, it depends on the person, but I am seeing a trend, at least among my friends, where we are trying to be, you know, as involved as possible. A lot of us have, you know, been going to these events that have existed for a very long time, but we're all making the time and the effort to do that as well. But I also think a lot of us are scared. You know, we all have young families and we don't want to feel, I mean, there are attacks, anti-Semitism attacks all over the place. You know, someone over the winter found a swastika in their either backyard or front yard in snow. I think we all have our guard up, but we're not afraid to show, you know, who we really are.
And that was in Hamilton County.
Yeah, Carmel.
Talk a little bit about that, the place we're at right now when we are considering anti-Semitic thoughts and actions here in central Indiana. You know, what's the level? Like, what are you experiencing on a day-to-day? You mentioned, you know, some anxiety.
I mean, me personally, no one's ever said, and I'm blessed, like no one's ever said to me any derogatory negative comment about being Jewish in my entire life. So I'm thankful for that. But yeah, I mean, we all have our guard up because you see it everywhere, you know, on social media, and social media is so popular nowadays, and it just keeps getting broadcasted.
You mentioned the social media. Talk a little bit about how people, you know, can navigate that, because that can be a very scary place.
I mean, I deal with it too. I think when October 7th happened, I was so immersed in social media where it was interfering with my day-to-day and my mental stability, because I would just see so many things and who knows what's true and what's not, and what, you know, you had to understand what sources were giving real information versus fake information. It's something that I still struggle with. I have blocked individuals that I don't want to see their stories on. Sometimes I get in altercations via messaging. We can't come into agreement, so it is what it is. So I'll block people. But you also want to see both sides. You don't want to be biased and only seeing so many things. It's a tricky slope to navigate. So how do I feel about being a Jewish woman in central Indiana today? I feel loud, proud, confident, but also have some anxiety at the same time. But I have such an army of friends, family, people I haven't met, other Jews in the world. And we're a small community, but a tight-knit community that, you know, I feel like we can do anything. Like, again, Jews are resilient and we rise to the occasion. Am I worried about the war in Gaza today? Yes, 100%. The war in Gaza is turning to the war with Hezbollah. Am I afraid that Israel will be non-existent? No, I don't think Israel. I mean, my personal opinion, I think Israel will remain a country and the state of the Jewish people, and I think they're deserving of it. I'm a Zionist, through and through, and that's why I believe that. Just, again, to be loud, to be proud.